Day 38 in the Hunua Ranges, and I'm at this campground called Repeater Campsite. It's got a long drop or compost toilet. I haven't actually been in there yet. It's got a shelter and it's got a tank water, just a small wee tank, which I was dying for today. It does say boil for 3 minutes, but in the end, you know, it's rainwater, and I used to live with rainwater all the time, but let's just drink the damn stuff. So, yeah, oh my god, when I got here, I was in desperate need. Started out in Clevedon, and then, I always ruin that name, and then walked to, I did an hour and a half of road walking until I got to the start of the track, and then walked along a river, Wairoa River, I think it was. I might be mistaken there, and undulated around that. And that was a nice gentle thing. I tried out my gaiters, and I don't know if I had them on properly or because I got wet feet, but I'm not sure if that was because they weren't tight enough or my the sweat that I was generating made my feet wet. I'm going to go with the fact that both, they just weren't tight enough in the end. And from that, my socks got wet, and I've got blisters again, and that's not cool. But luckily I do have blister stuff to put on that, so I'll be doing that tomorrow morning. Got into the, had a lovely lunch beside a river, and kind of wish now I'd just thought, I'll just take the water and just risk it. I don't have iodine tablets, and I'm going to go get them now, but I've chosen not to use them, thinking there'll be enough water, but North Island's a bit tough. The water should have been safe, but, don't know. From there, it was literally along a ridge going up, and it was just humid all day. And because I didn't get any water at this river, I only had my liter and a half bottle that I'd taken from the very beginning, and I'd almost finished that, and I was kind of hoping that it was going to be another creek or something, but hey, there was never anything. And walked along the ridge, and I was just sipping away at this bottle whenever I could, but I was just dry. It's probably one of the most driest I've ever been, but it was just the humidity. I was sweating a lot, and my mouth was just parched. So got to the Wairoa Reservoir, which is where Auckland gets some of its water from, and I couldn't even touch the stuff because there were some signs and stuff. If I was truly desperate, I would have, but I knew that I was coming to this campsite. So got here, and it's a nice wee spot. I was wanting to go a little bit further for the sake of tomorrow, but because it had water and stuff, and I was just, my feet were starting to hurt, I just thought, I'll sit up here. So there's a nice wee spot, and I used my cooker after, I haven't used it since Peach Cove, so it's been a long time. I've been pretty lucky with campground and everything, but that's my day, 8 hours and 20 minutes. Sweet, see ya.